This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
That's right. It's time for our regular... Liam is laughing. Liam is laughing a lot since he's heard that... A country practice theme song.
You weren't expecting it at all.
This is our current theme music for Country Cousins on Joy, where we are joined by the fabulous Damien Stevens Todd. Hello, Damien. How are you?
Good afternoon, friends. I'm great. Thank you.
Now, normally every single week you're letting us know everything that's going on in regional Victoria for the LGBTIQA+ communities. And there's always a whole heap of things happening each and every week. But this week we've decided to narrow the field a little bit, haven't we? We are going to focus just on Shepparton, your home turf.
We are indeed, because in 30 days' time we have Out in the Open Festival.
Woo! That now I have been. Now, is this the fourth or the fifth?
The seventh.
It's the seventh. I always get the number wrong every single time. I mean, that's not looking great. But, you know, details. Attention to detail, Dean. Dang, bang. But it's absolutely awesome. I mean, but you haven't always done the Carnival Day, which is a personal favourite of mine, when everyone gets to come down and hang out in the country.
Wonderful. Well, we're looking forward to Carnival Day again this year and about nine other events over the 4 days. So it's a jam-packed festival and we want you to come along.
One of the things that I love about Out in the Open is it's not just, you know, a festival and events, which are absolutely brilliant and so wonderful to bring the communities together, but you also have a lot of panels and things as well, don't you?
We do. On the Thursday, the 1st of November when it starts, we begin the day or the festival, if you like, with an event focused specifically on our ageing LGBTI community members. There are a few panels and forums throughout the 4 days which do focus on the health and well-being of our communities, but we also like to have fun. And there's, you know, parties and brunches, even meditation. We'll talk about it all. There's so much happening for everyone.
Oh, there's a lot. Now, let's just focus a little bit on the fun. Now, I love every year, I love coming up for the Carnival Day that happens on the Saturday. That's absolutely awesome. But that's not the only fun thing that happens, is it?
It's not. However, that is a great day. There are stall holders. There are various entertainers, a jumping castle, food vendors, and two alcohol providers this year, if you like a bit of a tipple.
You've had years trying to make sure that happens, haven't you? You've been working on it for a very long time.
Indeed. And doing it safely has been really important to us, and engaging the broader community in a really safe space, not just our LGBTI community, but our allies as well.
Absolutely.
So it'll be a great day, headed up by Crystal Ring, the drag queen, and a few other surprises, the Shout Youth Choir. It'll be a great day.
You know, one of the things I do love is how much it is really the communities coming together. It is, you know, there's the region. I get to have great conversations with people that are just from Shepparton or beyond, whether they're a part of the LGBTI community or not. But everyone really is coming together, families and friends, and just having a really good time.
That's right. And that's what Out in the Open is all about.
Now, one of the things that's happening as well, we're going to be talking about it in the next 2 weeks here on Mad Wednesday, is there's actually going to be a bus to Out in the Open that is happening with Frock Hudson, and it's organised by Mr. Vic Bear 2018, Raftellis. Let's go with that. So we're actually going to be busing a whole heap of Melbourneites up for the day. We did that last year and it was an absolute hoot.
Awesome. We love the Bears. You guys have a stall down and dirty at Carnival Day, and there'll be the rapid HIV pronto testing van and a whole lot of other things there. So we look forward to having you join us on the Carnival Day in the bus.
There's so much. Like, you're just talking about it now, well, there is so much going on. There's so much happening. You know, just sitting here going, you've got the rapid HIV testing, you've got the performers performing on stage, the choirs. There's so much going on. It must be such a huge feat for you all to get this together, but it must be so exciting to do it in a regional space.
It really is, and it wouldn't happen if not without the dedication of our committed team of volunteers. We have 10 people who are on the committee and another 20-odd volunteers who help us throughout the 4 days. And there's not one person on the whole committee or the volunteer group are paid staff. Everyone volunteers their time for 12 months to get this organised. Including the brunch on the Sunday, the person leading the meditation on the Sunday, the big glitz party on the Saturday night with sexy Galexi, Ashley Madison, and Crystal Ring. Everyone's donating their time. I think that's really what it's all about, bringing everyone together for a common cause and having a great time.
Absolutely. It's so worth it. Now, I mean, we're going to be talking about it. Let's face it, we'll be talking about it every single week here on Country Cousins on Joy in the lead up to the event. It's happening at the first weekend of November, but you can check out all the details if you go to outintheopen.org.au, and there you'll be able to see all of the events and everything that's going on, including the forums and panels and things like that. So jump online and check that out.
Great. Look forward to it. See you then.
Damien, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. And we will speak to you again next week for Country Cousins on Joy. If you want to know more about what's going on in our regional space, just head to Facebook and check out Country Cousins on Joy.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.